All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senator Jason York.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York. Just waiting for our guest, Drake Batherson, to join us. It'll be fun, as always, Yorkie. One of the best personalities on the hockey team.
Mm-hmm. Love the Drake. One of my favorite players in the league right now. Love the second half. It'd be great to have a quick chat with Drake and check in, see what's going on. And, I got to say, sounding much better today.
Yeah.
You're all cleaned up, back from your little road trip.
I shaved. I got in sleep last night. Oh, I feel like a new man today.
A new man. How was the ride home?
Just long. It's 5.5 hours. It's okay, but it's just. It was 3,100 kilometers or something. We drove in 6 days, I think.
Did you pay the piper and save yourself the aggravation and use the 407 to?
No.
You didn't go through Toronto, did you? You cheap bastard.
So we get to the point where it's the turnoff for the 407,
yeah,
404, whatever it's called, and I couldn't do it.
I think it's so like 50 to. It's pretty expensive using the 407.
It's crazy expensive. That's why I'm like, okay, if it was $5, I'm on it. It's like 15 to. I think the last time I was on is $23.
It's more. I do the full meal deal with the 407. I get on right at the outlets and I go all the way around. And I basically sometimes just don't even go on the 401. And take that little back exit around Oshawa to Highway 7. You just the 401. You just never know. It could ruin your day.
I know, and I agree with you completely. I'm not as rich as you, and so I can't afford the extra 20.
Stop it.
Okay, let's. By the way, the playoffs are fantastic. We'll get to that in a sec.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that Mark Stone continues to be a heel, because I just love Mark Stone. So
I love Stone.
One of my favorites. All right. So this show, before we get to Drake, is proudly presented by BEI, Bonisher Excavating Inc., helping to shape the Ottawa Valley. Equipment rentals, aggregate topsoil sales, custom crushing and screening, haulage, floating, hot mix paving, custom formwork. Basically, they have everything you need to get the job done. Give them a call, 613-432-1120. Go to BonisherExcavating.com. And one other note, their son, Aaron Enright just signed with North Bay, so he's going to be a part of the battalion next season in the OHL. Sweet. So congrats to them.
Wow, fantastic. That is a large hockey playing family, Wally. I'm losing count of the amount of Enrights. But anyways, got to put the glasses on for this one. Douglas Mattress, if you want a great night's sleep. You got to use a Douglas mattress, named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. It's got that unrivaled comfort because of the sleep motion isolation. It sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, and it's a great value. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians and over 10,000 five-star reviews. You can order easily online, free shipping, usually in 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress comes with that comfort sleep bundle, pillows, sheets, and a mattress protector. Don't wait. Start your 365-night sleep trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH.
And, of course, by Wendy's. Wendy's has the new Cinnabon pull-aparts available. They are fantastic. Who doesn't like the smell of cinnamon early in the morning? Wendy's. And the I think it's $5. Get a Cinnabon pull apart and a small coffee at Wendy's for $5. Go see them today at Wendy's. All right. So without further ado, it's a guy coming off a career year. Drake Batherson, who's still in Ottawa, not on a beach yet. Why not?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Drake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
He's still in town, Drake?
Yeah, I'm still in town. I usually stay for about 3 weeks or so and just kind of relax, and still a few guys around. So a couple games of golf in too. So it's been good.
Sweet, sweet. Are you a dog guy? Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I got two actually. Hopefully they keep the barking down while we're on here.
Yeah. What are you, a dog friendly
show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My dog, I got a golden doodle, Charlie. She sometimes comes in for me, sits on the lap during the show. What do you have for dogs?
Yeah. So like growing up, I always wanted a dog, but like it was just too busy. So as soon as I moved out, I had one of my buddies living with me, 2 years ago, we got one. So he worked from home. So when I went on the road, he was able to take care of it. And then, I got a French bulldog and then a Doberman too.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
The Doberman's new.
Yeah, the Doberman we got at the start of last season. So, yeah, she's about 2, and the French Bulldog's coming up on 3. So, no, I love dogs. Like, they're the best, obviously.
What are their names?
Bobby is the French Bulldog name, and then Ivy's the Doberman. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So, will they travel back with you when you go home?
Yeah, no, we usually just take them in the car and drive about halfway. It's only about 13 hours, so we'll go like 7 hours the first day, stay overnight, and then drive the rest of the way home. So it's not too bad.
We used to stop. I think I was driving home to Fredericton, so it was 10 hours instead, but we would do around St. Louis de Haha or Rivière du Loup, we would stop somewhere in there.
Yeah, I usually go to like Edmonton and then do the rest of the way the next day. Yeah.
Wally, are you really a Maritimer though? Because you're wound a little tight for being a Maritimer. I still don't believe it.
How long have you been away from the Maritimes? Probably a while, eh?
Me?
Yeah.
I moved 1997. I moved to Montreal. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Quite a long time then.
I'm not made for the Maritimes. It's too laid back.
You think?
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
Okay, so I want to get into some hockey, but how long will you stay off skates before you start to even think about hockey again?
Yeah, I've always been probably like 3 weeks to a month, depending. Well, the 1 year I went to World Championships and then came back, that wasn't as long because that was right into June, but I usually start training towards like the last week of May probably. But yeah, before that, I try to get the golf game dialed in. So,
are you a member in Ottawa?
What's that?
Are you a member anywhere in Ottawa? Golf?
No, a few of the boys and a couple of guys I've met in town that have memberships around, but I'll play anywhere. Play like the Hunt or the Royal, but I'll also play like the Marshes a lot and Eagle Creek, and G likes playing Eagle Creek, so he always drags me up there. That's like, I think he plays the best there, so he wants to be there.
Does he take your money?
Yeah, he does sometimes. I got him on the last road trip though. So, but he's always in. He always gets in my head. He's always all over it.
It's opening day today at the Royal Drake. I got an 11:20. If you want to slide out,
I was gonna say you're looking sharp. You got the golf clothes on.
Oh yeah, yeah. No frost delay though, so we're backed up half an hour. So it's good. Fit the show in, then over the course.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. What a morning!
All right. So a career year for Drake Batherson, in goals and in points. 6 years now in the league, which is crazy to think about. How do you assess your season, by the way?
Yeah, I think it was, similar season to last year. I think at the start, it was kind of a slow start for me. And then I think after maybe Christmas, when Jock came in, I kind of found my game and kind of felt like I was playing the style I was playing a few years ago before my ankle injury. And just played, I think, with a lot more confidence. Was playing a lot, obviously, with some big guys that were out there at the end of the season with Timmy and Norris not playing. So, no, felt comfortable. I think I got more to go. Even my ceiling's even higher. So, I'm excited to just keep building, having a good summer, and coming back even stronger, and just building off the season ahead.
Yeah, Drake, that. With your ankle, because I remember I had a high ankle sprain, and it literally took me, I would say, almost the whole year. Like, you're taping it. It always feels a little unstable. How long did it actually take you till you felt 100% after you did that?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I talked to a few guys, and they said to linger up to, like, a year or so. Yeah. And then, like, a year went by, and like my dorsiflexion on my bad ankle is nowhere near the flexion I can get with my good one even now. So I took a shot this year off my ankle, and like it blew up for like 2 weeks, and like trainers like just couldn't believe it. So anytime like hits it, it just kind of swells up. Like I was on one of those bird scooters last summer, and just like nicked my ankle, and it was like swollen for a week. So I don't know, like, really? Yeah, it's weird, but you know, it started to feel really good towards the end of the year, and I get treated on it a lot, but yeah, it probably took me at least over a year. And then, like I said, now if something hits it, it just swells right up, which crazy. Is, I'm not sure why, but yeah, it lingered on for a while for sure.
This year when I watched you, you seem to have your jump, like you just seem just a little bit quicker. And you could tell you were, you know, is anybody really ever 100% healthy? Not really. But you just seem like you were finally as close as one can be to feeling 100%, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I felt like I had a lot more pop, definitely probably in the last 50 games too. It was weird. Like I went on bye week, actually put on like 5 pounds, came back and felt way better, which was different. So obviously you can tell I enjoyed that bye week, but I came back like first day hopped on the scale, and I was like, oh no. I told my trainer, and then like a week went by, I was at the same weight and I was feeling great out there. So we just kind of stayed at that. So
there's something to be said. Every guy that I played with that's like super ripped with a six pack always gets hurt. But the guy that carries a couple extra, you need that little cushion, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, like I started, like it says right there, I was 200 pounds, but by Christmas I was probably like 196, 197, and then finished the year at like 204. So,
and flying.
I don't know. Yeah, it's something we talked about. I might try to even, you know, get up to 210 and see how I feel, but all depending on how I feel on the ice, I think at that weight. But no, I felt good at 205, and just more energy I thought I had just day to day.
So that number 28 that sits there in goals, does that bug you?
Yeah. I mean obviously as a player you want to hit those milestones, and obviously 30 is a big one. And yeah, no, I was just trying to obviously, you know, help the team win, but just throw everything on the net there the last few games, and is what it is. Didn't get the bounces, but yeah, it would have been nice for sure. But that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, you were firing pucks like crazy.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask Drake one thing. Like, the power play was kind of up and down a little bit, but I found there's that spot when you're over on your offside on that power play, you just seem really comfortable over there. Like, some of the passes, some of those no-look passes you made cross crease, a couple plays late in the season where you're just able to buy yourself a little more time. It just seemed, you know, that spot I'm talking about on the power play over on that far side, you just seemed really, really comfortable over there.
Yeah, no, it was weird at the start. I think, like, my first probably 4 years pro, I was always on, like, I was a half wall guy. Yeah. And then, obviously, with the guys we do, I kind of had to move around and just kind of found myself on that goal line. And I find down there the whole plays in front of you. It's kind of like as a D, as a breakout, all the plays in front of you. So I can kind of see the back door guy. I can see the guy in the middle. I can see the D up top. And you just kind of pick your spots. And, sometimes the plays work, sometimes they don't. But by the end of the year, they're kind of catching on to what we were doing. So I had to mix it up. And throw some saucer passes.
I think it was the one saucer. I think it was Tricker that ended up finishing off. That sauce had about 4 feet elevation on it, just landing.
That was a nice one. That was good. That was a lucky one for sure.
So you bring up the power play, and you brought up Jacques Martin. So I'm going to ask if there's a correlation under Jacques Martin. You were second in points, first in power play points, and second in goals, if I'm not mistaken, of the last, I think it's 58 games. Did Jacques change 56 games, I should say. Did Jacques change your game at all? Did you fall under his system any better, or was it just a simple fact that as the year went on, you got better? I'm just curious of how the coaching change may have affected your game, or maybe it didn't.
Yeah, no, he was great for me, honestly. I think when he first came in, even the first couple games, like, he'd come, like, right up to my ear on the bench. I remember in Colorado, it was like a 2-on-1, and I'm always kind of looking to pass first, and I kind of hesitated, didn't make a great play, and I came back to the bench, and he's like, Drake, like, I think you should just trust your shot. And sure enough, like, two plays later, another 2-on-1, and shot and scored. So just like little things like that, he would give me tips on, and defensive play a lot. Tried to get a lot better in that area. And yeah, he was just great communicator with me, I think. And it just kind of, you know, hit well, and I understood what he wanted from me and just tried to execute that to, you know, the best I could. And it worked out great.
Did he ever snap at you?
Yeah, I mean, I think every coach is gonna obviously give it to his players at times, and, you know, as it should be, I think. And it's good. I think he doesn't come off in a mean way. He just wants you to be better, and that's what you want to hear as a player.
Are you a better defensive player then? Because that's what he's known for. So I'm curious if he changed your game at all, perhaps in the neutral zone or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'd like to think I got better this year. That was an area I wanted to get better. Obviously, last year with the plus minus and that wasn't good at all. So
I wasn't bringing it up.
Yeah, no, it was a thing I focused on for sure, and he helped me a lot. And by the sounds of it, he'll be around next year and in a role. So no, it'll be good for me.
Who is he? Like, every coach kind of has their thing, Drake. Like, every guy I played for has their thing that they're always known for. Like, what's their style? Like, what do you think was Jacques was the biggest thing he tried to get through to you guys as a group that he wanted you guys? Like, was there any one or two things that you go, okay, this is what this guy, if as long as we do this, this is what he's looking for us to do?
Yeah, I think one of his biggest things was probably just game management. End of the periods, late in games, if you're up by a goal, not necessarily making the cue play, just making the play to get it out and get a line change. And, you know, if you get like a 3-on-2 at the end of a period and it's kind of a risky play, maybe just, you know, chip it in or throw it on net instead of trying to make a cross ice play. So, you know, I got stung a few times by trying to make the play at the end of the period, and
he's waiting for you.
Yeah, no, for sure. So definitely learned a few things in that aspect. And it was great. He would have me out there late in games, and as a player, that's what you want.
Yeah, it makes a difference, eh, when you know the coach trusts you in all situations.
For sure, yeah, and you wanna if he gives you a chance late in the game, you wanna prove that you can do the job and get those pucks out or win a wall battle. So now every player wants to play in those situations. So try to do your best when you get put in those, for sure.
Did Alfie teach you anything? Is there anything you took from Alfie this year and went, nah, that'll help me?
Yeah, unreal. Like, just his mind for the game. Like, I remember probably 2 weeks before the season ended, he called me into his office, and I wasn't really sure why. And we just went over shootouts. I was like, I think I was 0 for 3 or 0 for 2 at that point. And then he was showing me these clips, and the last home game there against Montreal, I did exactly what we went over, and it worked. So he's just got a mind where, like, he thinks outside the box, just on any, like, little play and stuff. And he's always out there late with us, press and whatever it is, one-timers and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Pretty cool to pick his brain on stuff like that. And he gets so many great stories from when he played. And it's just fun to have coffee and just talk about those times.
Have you golfed with him, Drake?
Yeah, we played in Florida a couple weeks ago. He's a great player. Unreal. Oh, yeah, so dialed.
He shot at the Royal. He was 5 under. And I'm talking, you know, you hit your ball in the fairway, you're in a divot. I'll move it out of the divot. I don't care. He's playing it out of divots. Like, it's by the book golf, five under, like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. He was great. Like, every iron he hit was like a 2-yard draw, like, yeah, right at it, 15 feet max. It was pretty cool. I heard he was like a plus one last summer. So I was excited.
He was.
He's a gamer, like anything he's good at, like soccer. One day at the rink, him and Timmy were doing like the two touch. We played like a 4-7 series, which is the craziest thing I ever watched. Ping pong, he'll smoke anyone. He took us to paddleball in Sweden. He was the best player by an absolute mile. So by the sounds of it, he's just good at everything. Yeah.
Have you tried to play keep away with him on the ice?
Yeah, no, he does it all the time. Like, we did it like 3 or 4 times. And, like, I'd be, like, gassed after 2 minutes, and he wants to keep going. I'm like, buddy, I can't do this right now.
But you just have to go, hey, my ankle's bad.
Yeah, but yeah. Apparently, like, when he was playing, he used to do it, like, every day at practice. But, yes. Yeah, man. He's still got it. He's still got it. I think he can still play a game.
Yeah. Well, who's the guy that played in the East Coast, like the Maritime guy there?
Terry Ryan.
Did you watch that trick?
Oh yeah, it was so big back home. Like, my social media was just all Terry Ryan. Yes. It was hilarious. Yeah, it was great.
Drake, I played in a charity game with him in Brockville, Winter Classic. Terry shows up, his gear didn't get there. So he had to borrow stuff from everybody. He had these terrible skates on, and he already skates straight up. Like, it's so funny the way he skates.
Yeah.
He might have had a few too before the game. So
absolutely.
He was pretty funny to watch. What a beauty.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love listening to him on podcasts. He's just got so many stories, and he's hilarious. He's a legend back there. Everyone knows that guy, I think.
Yes. I think his dad would even have better stories.
Yeah, senior. Yeah, he's got some good ones for sure. Yeah.
We have found a photo on the interwebs. Drake, I'd like to ask you about this particular picture. Is that where you put the 5 pounds on?
No, that was last year. But yeah, no, that was a good day on the boat. We were with Brady and Robert Thomas on St. Louis. They're really good buddies. I think Robert lived with Brady's family for like 2 or 3 years. So that was a fun day. That was like my first vacation. So I was living it up for sure.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do you have plans to go on a particular one this year? Like, this is what I'm anxious to go do.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I've only been on vacation, I think, like twice in my life, the last 2 bye weeks. So no, I keep it pretty chill. I just kind of like going home and hanging out and seeing my buddies and just kind of relaxing. But yeah, no big plans as of now, just a few weddings this summer. That's about it. Yeah.
Oh, Okay.
Jake, we're trying to, where exactly, where is your home in this? You have your place here in Ottawa, and yep. which part of the Maritimes are you in the summer? Where's your place?
I'm like kind of between my hometown and Halifax.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's but probably 20 minutes from downtown.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, just on a lake, so it's pretty quiet. Yeah, it's nice. I love it there. It's perfect. It's like 40 minutes to home and 20 minutes to downtown, but so it's perfect.
Do you got to go into downtown to work out, or is your cottage set up?
We work out just on the outskirts of the city. So okay. It's about, the rink's like maybe 10 minutes. Gym, same thing. So it's pretty ideal.
Are you still doing those crazy skates with Crosby and McKinnon and all those guys?
Oh yeah, no, for sure. We got a good group there now. There's probably like 10 of us, and
nice.
We usually start early July and go right to the end of August. So no, it's so fun, man. Yeah, it's the best.
Nice, so nice.
You told me years ago about how competitive Sid was at these skates. That's when he was in the playoffs. I'm just curious now, is he a lot more intense having not made the playoffs last year and this year?
Yeah, no, I think with Sid, like, his mindset just doesn't change at all. He's been the same way since he was 14. And, you know, obviously this year he had an unbelievable year, and it doesn't surprise me one bit just seeing him day in and day out, either whether it's in the gym or on the ice. He's going 110%. And then, yeah, same with all those guys. Like, Nate had a crazy year, and, you know, Brad's been doing this thing forever too. Yeah. So just seeing, you know, firsthand of what they put in and the work they put in, they're so dialed, and all they care about is winning, which mm-hmm. I think is the coolest part. Yeah.
So Nate McKinnon and Brad Marchand are in the Stanley Cup final. Who is Drake Batherson cheering for?
That's a tough one. Cause I mean, Marshy's my next door neighbor back home. And then I train with Nate every day. So, I mean, I'd be happy. They both already got one. So if yeah. one didn't have one, I'd probably cheer for the guy who didn't. But either or would work.
Okay, I got a question about your exit interview before we move on to some fun stuff. I don't want to keep you too long. Steve Staios was said to have given straight up honest assessments to each player, or at least some of them have said that. What was your chat with Steve like?
Yeah, it was pretty good, honestly. Pretty good back and forth combo. Just kind of what he expects from me, and you know, I kind of expect the same thing of myself. And yeah, he liked how I played, I think, the last 50 games or so, and it was pretty good exit meeting for the most part, I think. Obviously, we were both pretty disappointed that we were packing up that day. We would have both loved to be playing, but yeah, no, more so just what I got to do this summer to be ready to go next year. And I know all the guys are excited to get it going, even though, I mean, we're 2 weeks done, but
I know, but you never really stop thinking about the next season kind of. No. And what last year I remember guys were showing up. I think Jake Sanderson was in Ottawa in June skating at one point, and then some guys in July. Is there any chat about you guys being early again this year? It seems to get earlier and earlier every year anyway, but is there any kind of concerted chat to get together soon?
Yeah, I think it depends what guys' setups are in the summer. Like, I think Jake's in Montana. So the one guy he used to skate with, Braden Coburn, he's retired now. So I don't know.
Former Ottawa Senator.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know. I know he spent some time in Michigan with the Hughes brothers and Norris and them. So he kind of bounces around, I think. But, he's here pretty early. But we usually are all in here by – I'd say I'm probably one of the last guys to come just because we skate all the way to the end of August where I feel like most guys already leave at that point. But, we're usually here like 2 weeks before or so. But other guys are probably here like a month and a half.
What are your thoughts on the Vegas Golden Knights seemingly getting around the cap issue to start game one of the playoffs?
I know. It's kind of
what like, did you think when Mark Stone scored the goal?
I mean, I was happy for him. That injury he had, like, I think, like, you can't even get out of bed for like a month or something. Nope. They're saying.
Yeah.
So, no, I love Stoney. I mean, I got to play with him. He's an unbelievable guy. And the best thing about him, he celebrates every goal like it's his last. I think that's the best. He gets so fired up. Even if a teammate scores, like, he's more fired up than the guy that scores. So that was good. Good to see him back and score last night.
I told Wally, I don't know if you saw it, Drake. I don't know if you're – did you watch any of the games this weekend?
Yeah, I watched pretty much all of them, yeah.
Oh, so you're a hockey junkie. You'll watch it, eh?
Yeah, well, I woke up there, what was it, Sunday, and the game was on at noon. I was like, oh, perfect. They had games on today. Yeah.
They had the funniest Mark Stone. It was online. It was, I don't know, you remember the wrestler, The Undertaker?
Yeah. Yeah.
They had The Undertaker coming out of the coffin from the dead with Stoner's face on it.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and he grabs the Dallas guy by the neck. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I was dying.
He's so ready to roll it.
Yeah. Gates, I got a couple of questions before you go. One, there's only one team in the league you have yet to register a point against. Do you know which team that is?
One team. Geez, that's a good question.
Shocked me.
Wow. Is it in our division or the other one?
No, it's in the Metro.
Is it Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocks me. 9 games.
Wow. I got to figure it out. I guess.
Well, there's only three teams. There's only three teams you haven't scored a goal against, including Philadelphia. That's Carolina and Chicago.
Okay.
So
cool. I didn't know that.
Keep an eye on that. Now, here's a question for you. If you are in a three-legged race with a teammate, which teammate are you picking?
Hmm. You're bringing it, Wally. You're bringing it with the questions today.
Oh, man. Maybe Drew. Like, he'll just will his way out of anything to win. So probably him.
I knew it. Yeah, he'll just drag you if he has to.
Yeah, like, anything we're doing, he wants to win. So, like, and he'll do anything to win. So, I'd probably pick it.
Do you have any fears?
Probably snakes. I'm not a big fan of snakes. Yeah, I hate them. Yeah. I
hate snakes.
Probably my biggest fear.
It could be a little garter snake. I am. Mm-mm. That might as well be a boa constrictor to me.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I don't mind them, but like, I still don't like seeing them around. That's for sure.
I had a huge snake problem at my old place in Kanata in the backyard. I found one snake, took the hockey stick, took him out. Day later, it was like whack-a-mole. 8 snakes in a row show up in a 2-week period. 8.
No way.
Yeah. I moved shortly after.
Get out of there.
I'm sorry I even brought this question up, actually. If you had to pick a destination that you would like to get to someday, where would it be? As in a vacation.
That's a good question. Maybe like Greece looks pretty cool. Mm. Somewhere over there, maybe Italy.
Yeah. What about, like, would you go to is St. Andrews on your list, being the golfer you are?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I did Ireland last year, so I'd love to do that, swing in the courses for sure. And we just got Cox here, our equipment guy, a trip there for his 1,000th game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so him and 3 buddies are going over there. I think it's like 7 or 8 rounds. They're there for like a week. So, wow. No, I'm sure I'll hear all about that and make me want to go.
Is Brahmer on that trip?
I don't know if he's going to get the cut. I haven't seen – I don't know if that guy's ever swung a golf club. But, yeah.
He's just there for the pure entertainment value.
Yeah,
speaking of your trainers.
Morale, for sure.
Yeah. Johnny Forget and Ian Cox are 2 phenomenal equipment guys. I'm just – they never get enough attention. And I might as well give them the platform now of how good they are to you guys. I've been around for a long time, and those two are arguably 2 of the best I've seen work.
Yeah, I mean, our whole staff is awesome. I mean, the amount of hours they put in is crazy. Like, we'll fly into a city, it'd be like 3 a.m., and they got to go to the rink for like an hour, hour and a half, and unpack everything, and then they're the first ones up in the morning and first ones there. So, no, they deserve all the credit. You know, Alex, too. Alex has been there, I think, for a while, since like 09 or 10, I think. So, yeah, they're so good, and me and Coxie hit it off right away, just because he's from back home, and yeah, they've been so good to me. Like any little thing you need, they're there. And I just love going in and talking to them too. Just shooting the shit with them. They're the best.
One of the guys in our chat, Pammer, basically wants to call you Drake the Snake as your new nickname.
That's funny. Yeah, Capuano used to call me that my first couple of years, and then Jake came in and he calls Sanderson the Snake now. So yeah,
he just moved you right past you. Hey, now we're done with you. It's on to Jake Sanderson.
Yeah, exactly. Got bumped aside.
What do you? I'm gonna be careful with this question. I don't want to. What do you want in a coach for you next year? What would be the ideal coach? You don't have to name names. Just what gets the best out of Drake Batherson?
Yeah, I don't, that's a good question. It'll be interesting to see, I think, who they bring in. But, yeah, hard to say. I mean, just the coach, I think, that rewards you with, you know, if you're playing well, I think, you know, every player wants to be put in situations, but it's mm-hmm. not given most times. You got to earn it. So I think just, you know, earning his respect right from day one of camp, showing him, you know, what I'm all about. And, yeah, I haven't really had a new, I guess when DJ came in, Guy got fired halfway through that first year. So it was a fresh start and kind of had the, I wasn't a full timer. So right from that training camp had the, to show them what I could do. And yeah, it's all about, I think, just earning their respect and yeah, just showing them the work ethic you put in and, you know, what you can do on the ice, and then just getting put in situations where you can succeed.
Drake, I'm sure at the end of the year, I know you guys got together, you had your year end stuff. What's the mood with the guys right now? Because everyone's obviously disappointed. You guys thought you were going to make the playoffs this year, but full summer, you're going to have a new coach. You're not going to have the distractions of the ownership and the Pinto situation and the losing the first round. We could go on and on and on. But what's the sentiment with the guys now of moving into the summer and coming back next year?
Yeah, no, like you said, there's so much there at the start of the year going on. Obviously, with Pins, having him out the first 41 games, you know, was a dagger. And then, yeah, with the first round pick and all that. So there's a lot of distractions, a lot of moving parts this year. But I think next year, now that the ownership and, you know, Steve and those guys have been here for a full year, and yeah, it'll just be a clean slate, I think, coming in and just focusing on hockey will be nice. No outside noise. And I think just excitement. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to, you know, I've been watching playoffs for 6 years now and just dying to be out there. Obviously, it's the best time of the year, best hockey to watch. So obviously, there's a lot of work you got to do to even make the playoffs at first. So just come in excited, ready to go. And, you know, I think guys will be ready for it.
Do you remember switching or trading a stick for gummy bears with a young girl? So Steve from Ottawa says, ask him how many gummy bears were traded with my daughter when he gave her his stick. Do you remember?
Yeah. That? Yeah. Yeah. I have like, I think I had like 10 things of candy in my stall after the year. So like me and the trainers, I always like throw a stick or a puck or something, trade it for a candy. And then I haven't cracked it open yet, but I should probably get to them and enjoy a few of those.
The team must love the $300 stick for the $5 bag of candy.
Yeah, I was going to say it's an expensive bag of candy. So
you gotta really also, that. It's Steve's birthday today. So happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So is the warm-up, like, does anything ever happen in warm-up anymore? It all seems like everybody's at the glass waving, talking to fans, giving pucks.
Yeah, I think like each guy just kind of has a routine. Like I do the same thing every single time, and you know, if you see a sign or something, you just go make someone's day. I like doing that. Yeah. So I know if I was the kid on the other side of the glass, how much I would enjoy it. So yeah. Try to do it as much as I can. Try not to toss away too many sticks, obviously how expensive they are, but you know, it is what it is, especially if I see a Nova Scotian flag or something. Definitely go over to them.
Yeah, everybody at the next game, this is going to be full of Maritime.
Yeah,
the next
yeah,
game.
Be, yeah.
There you go.
There'll be 20 Nova Scotia people there.
All right. So here's the, I'm going to say last question, but what We all talked this season about an identity for this team. It never seemed there was one. How do you guys build your identity in that group?
Yeah, no, I think it just starts with obviously the guys who've been here for a while, and then just you know, maybe some older guys. I know I'm not sure what they're going to do this summer, but I seen a stat the other day. I think it was like three teams with cap under 29 made the playoffs or something like that. So it just goes to show, you know, you need some older guys in the room. Obviously Brady leads the way, does unbelievable job for us in that department. But I think, you know, older guys help, and G does a great job of that too. So, yeah, I think just some leadership. Obviously we've kind of just had been the young guys, here for a while. So maybe some older guys, it'd be good, to help out. But, I think it starts with us young guys leading the way, you know, in that department, and, maybe some help. Yeah.
You turn 26 years old, I think, in 4 days from now. Do you have big birthday plans?
Nothing crazy, really. Probably just game of golf and then go out for dinner or something. Yeah, nothing crazy.
26, Drake, you're not going to be a young guy for that much longer.
It's crazy. I can't believe I just finished 6 years pro, to be honest. Yeah, turning 26, but still about 17 at heart, I think.
This, right on.
You're 10 goals from 100. Does that ever – do you think about that at all? Like, I don't know whether it's 500 games. Like, you played 309 games, so I don't know. Does 500 games, 100 goals, anything – is anything a milestone for you that you've thought, I will never get to this point?
Yeah, I think hitting 300 games this year was pretty crazy. I mean, yeah, and plus 100 and something in the minors, so I can't believe – I've played that many games pro already, and I remember my first year playing 20 games, going home for the summer, and thought it was the best thing in the world, thought I made it. I was happy with that, to be honest with you, and then, yeah, next thing you know, you're at 300, so it's always cool, I think, when you hit a milestone in the games played department, and obviously the points department too, but yeah, it's just fun, man, coming into work every day, and just having a blast with everyone. And then when you hit those milestones, it's obviously, you know, pretty cool.
Awesome. We appreciate your time, Drake. As always, you've always been very good to our show. And so with that, we thank you very much and hope you have a fantastic birthday. By the way, everybody in the chat would like you to golf with them. So if you ever need a foursome, you have lots of people interview, lots of people asking.
There won't be any shortage of golf then.
No. So that's good. All right, Drake, take care. Enjoy your off season. We look forward to seeing you back in the lineup and going for 30 next season.
Yeah.
Book it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hopefully. We'll see.
See you, pal.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great summer, Drake.
There goes Drake Bresson.
Good fellow. Good fellow. He's got the right attitude. You know what, though, too? Like, it's people talk about players coming back early, getting back. We've talked about this before on the show. The training Drake does in the summer with Crosby and McKinnon and Marchand, there's no better than what he's doing. So he's got the right idea. Stay there as long as you possibly can before coming back. Because when you come back, you're scrimmaging, you're doing some stuff, but it's not even close to the level he's going to be doing there. So I think that's a big reason too, Wally, when he seemed to take a step. I think it was in correlation to when he started training with those guys, because it makes a difference who you run with in the summer. Oh. And he's running with the right guys.
And we've said that all along, right? I'll go back to minor hockey when we brought this up yesterday, of what you do training wise in the summer is huge as opposed to just scrimmaging and whatever. And how do you, like, that's three Hall of Fame players that you're going to play with. And arguably, like, I don't know where you put Brad Marchand, but Nathan McKinnon and Sidney Crosby are two of the best players to ever play the game.
Yeah. I think watching Nate the other night, I think I don't know. Connor McDavid was pretty good last night too. I was going to say McKinnon's the best player in the game. It's so hard.
Five assists.
It's so hard to pick. Man, the hockey is, geez, we haven't even talked much about the playoffs. How good was that weekend? But I've said this, we've been talking about Drake for a long time on this show. I really think he took it to another level when Jacques took over this team. He just seemed to play at a higher level than where he was before, confidence wise. I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, he mentioned it. When you know the coach has trust in you and faith in you, you don't want to let him down. I remember when I played for coaches like that, it's like, this guy is trusting to put me out there. I'm going to, like, you always play for your teammates, for the fans, but you do play for your coach too, especially when you know your coach has your back. And that's when Ottawa does go, when they get that coach, I think that's something that's really important in a coach. A coach that has the play, and obviously you have to, it's a two-way street. You can't just have a player's back and he's screwing the pooch. Like, he's, you got to earn that. But when you know the coach, you know, like a Mike Babcock, for example, you know he's not going to have your back as a coach, and that's why he doesn't last long. Especially with the new players, where guys, I've always said this about Barry Trotz. The reason Barry Trotz was successful as a coach is because players wanted to play for him, because they knew when crap hit the fan, Trotz, he would have your back.
So, all right. So here, then I'm going to play devil's advocate. Everybody would tell you on the team, they DJ, loved playing for DJ Smith.
Yeah.
But he didn't get the results.
Yeah, no, it's not everything in a coach. Like, there's got to be some other things too. And
yeah,
and I truly believe this. Like, I didn't like the staff as a whole when DJ was here, and I was on the record of saying that I didn't think he was properly insulated with the right guys around him, and there was some ways, some structure things and how he was doing the game. Every coach is different. Like, Trotsky's more of a defensive guy. You get your offense from your defense. Jacques Martin, the same thing. So that's one thing, Wally, a coach that you can't just have a coach. Yeah, this guy has my back. But I'm just saying, when you get to the playoffs and to the really meaningful games, when you need that little bit of extra, that's when a coach that has that attribute will really pay off.
So then, okay, Yorkie. So we know about, I'm going to just put out a couple names. I'm not listing everybody, obviously, but Craig Berube obviously is known as a type of player type coach that, right? That he would have your back.
Yeah.
There's a name that doesn't get mentioned, and I think of him all the time, and because he's part Maritimer now, or because he is a Maritimer, and that made me think of it with Drake, is Gerard Gallant.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I played with Gerard.
Has a very short window, it seems like, with his teams. So everybody seems to say they love him. He has success, but then it doesn't pan out, it seems.
Yeah, and you go, he was in Vegas for a bit. He was in Florida.
Remember Carolina?
Carolina, yeah.
Or sorry, he was fired in Carolina with the cap. Yeah. That was the issue.
There's so many different reasons when you get to the playoffs. Like, obviously health and your goaltending, there's so many different things. And the coaching fraternity is a funny thing. Like, geez, look at Lindy Ruff. not good enough to coach New Jersey. And now he's back with Buffalo. But to my point with who your coach is surrounded with, I don't know if you remember this. When we were talking about the New Jersey Devils, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I kind of will. I said when Andrew Burnett leaves that team, they're in trouble.
You did?
Two things happened. New Jersey missed the playoffs. Nashville made them. It's the head coach is important, but it's the staff of who he's surrounded with that are even more important. The assistant coaches do so much heavy lifting, especially the relationships with the players, especially the guy that's running your defense. The guy that's running your defense, that guy has got such a big say in the game because he's changing the D. He's talking to the D. You look at good teams. All the good teams are built from the back end out. And your defense coach, he is vital in your success to winning. And I just look at Andrew Burnett. They could have won that first game too. Like, it was that close with Vancouver. I just, you know, they had to let him go. But I had a feeling as soon as he left, there was going to be some issues in New Jersey.
It's interesting they brought him. Like, I kind of like it because I'm old school and remember the Buffalo Ottawa playoff series and Lindy Ruff, and he was a captain for the Sabres, and then he coached them. And the last time they made the playoffs, he was the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the right move? I have no idea.
But Who knows? It's
interesting.
The role of the defense coach is very important, and your special teams, all those things come into play. We'll see. The people in Buffalo, at least when you look, and you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt what you see online and everything, but everybody in Buffalo seems to be fairly happy because people talk about Ottawa not making for the playoffs. Look at the Sabres. Whoa. That team is in search mode right now.
I was just trying to run the sim lottery.
You're going to run the lottery again?
Buffalo just got the first pick. They moved up 10 spots.
That can happen, eh? Like, what's the most you could move up?
11.
You could move up 11.
Or sorry, 10 spots. So anybody in the top 11 can get the first overall pick. I really got to change that board because it's still wrong.
Who's in our graphics department? Oh, you are.
Yeah, that's me. I completely forgot to fix it. That's it for now. Like, I'm wanting to get you to the golf course, but the playoff stuff we got to get into at some point.
Yeah, because, I got some. Yeah,
like get that. The Boston series. Why would you do this to yourself by switching the goalie? So now they lose. And you switch to Ullmark.
Yep.
And I'm not blaming the loss on Linus Ullmark, but it just changes your game a little bit. And I know they've done it all season. I get it. I don't like the move whatsoever.
None. I didn't like it either. I thought that Swayman was in their heads. I just, like, it's not like you're tired. And sure, Swayman and Ullmark, they do their little thing and their buddies. But deep down inside, you can't tell me that the goalie doesn't want to go back again and play. It's, to me, the playoffs are different. And I would have had, if that was me, I would have had a hard time going away from them, because that's what they did last year with the goaltending. They did the switch all year, and man, that's because you open yourself up, right? It's you make the change. And right. I just loved how Swayman was reading the play in that first game. Like, he was anticipating what Toronto could do. Matthews was frustrated. He had a little bit of luck on his side as well. But yeah, I had a feeling Toronto was going to win that game as soon as they made the switch before. Now we'll see.
Like, just think of all the coaches you've played for. If you win one game, you don't change anything.
Yeah.
You go into the next game, unless you're forced to with an injury. But that one just doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
the series isn't over because of it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
The thing is, if you go back to Swayman again, and let's say he loses, then you can switch. Then it's
right.
It's a lot easier to do that. But doing that is like, why did you switch him? You won one game, and Swayman was, oh, we've been doing this all year. But who cares? It's the playoffs. It's not the regular season. You don't. That's the thing, eh? When you got two goalies that are that good, you've got to make a tough decision, and we shall see. Well, I'll guarantee you, Swayman's playing next game. that much I know.
Could you imagine? So the Edmonton was no real. They looked really good, eh? Just,
oh my goodness,
throwing the. Did you see that Draisaitl goal?
He's ridiculous. by the way, I'm in a hockey pool. We did a snake draft, 15 guys, 10 players. I have 8 Oilers. I have a feeling I've got, because here's anybody that's listening or watching that's in a hockey pool. The only way you can win usually is you got to bet on a couple of teams and just stack your team. And hopefully that team goes to the finals. So fingers crossed that I'm hoping Edmonton goes a long way. I'd like to see a Canadian team go all the way.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And my old buddy Paul Coffey running on the bench. Should be nice to see him win another cup.
Well, if he wins, you got to get him on the show. See how good buddies you actually are.
Hey, you want to come on my pie? I know you're on a beach and you guys are celebrating your cup. I think you can like get your computer out and get on our show for an hour. Wally's only going to say one more question 20 times.
Yeah.
So
just it loosens them up. It just makes them think like, oh, I just got to answer this and we're good to go.
You're probably going to be on. We're going to tell you 20 minutes, but it's going to be an hour. Sure, I'll come on.
So people who have come on the show since, they're like, is it 20 minutes or is it an hour? I just want to. And I'm like, it'll be an hour.
hey, I'll say this, the Drake was a great guest, just so loose and so forthright.
He reminds me of Jason Spezza in a little bit of his hockey knowledge and the way he sees the game.
Smart
I'm
guy.
Curious if he's got a management future in him somewhere. That's something I'm curious about. I think he could do that.
He's still pretty young, but it seems like he's got a pretty good grasp on things, watches a lot of hockey. It's usually guys that watch a lot of hockey, pay attention, love the game, have fun with the game. Believe it or not, there's a lot of guys that play the game. I've said this many times, that don't really love it. They're just really good at it.
Yep.
And
at all levels.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually guys that get involved after, they love it and they have a passion for it. And that's why they keep doing it.
I was just thinking this the other day before we go, is that all the guys from the 2000s, if you will, that are in management from the sense, like Mark Borowiecki, Jason Spezza, Daniel Alfredson, well, even Chris Neal, Chris Phillips are in front offices. Chris Kelly's on the bench. There is
The heater is a scout now for Philadelphia.
Danny Heatley is scouting, right. Even Craig Anderson is a goalie coach, or a consultant with Buffalo.
Who are we missing here?
Of people in Ottawa that are working in front offices is huge. It's a big number. Anyway, it just showed how good the group was and how smart they were as an organization. Zach Smith is now coaching.
Yeah, there's been a big turnover in the league the last little bit of newer guys that have come into roles of management coaching. Jeez, it seems like everywhere I look, I got one of my ex-teammates or buddies coaching a team now or involved. It goes in cycles. It seems there's a lot of guys in their 40s and 50s now involved.
Well, we'll see who's next. Perhaps Daniel Alfredson will stay on the bench with the Ottawa Senators. Waiting to find out how this is going to go. Eric just said that Yorkie is the next coach of the Sens. So maybe the D coach.
It's coaching is fun. Coaching is the closest thing to playing. It's a massive commitment. I'd have to go back and coach junior for a while, though. And most guys, unless you're a superstar, you have to pay your dues. Here's the thing. When I first retired, Wally, I got an opportunity. I got a call right away. Phone, Peterborough Pete's. One of my buddies was coaching there, and I drove down to Peterborough, and I was going to be their D coach. And that was in 2008. And also got an opportunity with Boston. Peter Chiarelli wanted me the year after I was done to be the D coach in Providence. But I made the decision to go into to media. And now I'm doing a podcast with you.
Wait a second. So look how good things turned out. You made the right choice.
It was good.
See, but you're also a part owner of the Sens. You don't bring that up enough. So
yeah, there is that. I'll tell you the most fun I had though post career was coaching junior A when I was coaching Kempel. It's so much fun coaching that age group of young men, kids, because they're still kids. They're like 16 to 20. Because that age just is so anxious to move on and try and get better. They listen and they buy in. So yeah, no, too old to probably get to jump back into coaching, Wally.
Oh no, I disagree. Remember, assistant GM went to Florida. Randy Sexton was out of the league for 10 years and then ended up going back. So no. And besides, look, Adam Henrique, 11 years in between scoring playoff goals.
How good was he last night, Henry?
He's very good. Yeah. So listen, that doesn't matter. There's always time. The right time.
What's Randy Sexton doing now? Is he still, who's he with?
He's still somewhere, but I lost track of him. Did he go to Buffalo?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Senior advisor of the Wild. So there you go. Good guy. I really like Randy Sexton. Of course, his son, of those who don't know, Ben Sexton, on the bench with the Ottawa Senators as an assistant coach. Good,
great family.
Yeah. All right, Yorkie. Tentatively scheduled for Thursday at 3.
So alrighty.
We'll see if we can still see you by then.
I'm going away for a good buddy of mine, Brian, is turning 50. So a group of us are going away on a little golfing pickleball excursion. We're combining it's a couple's trip. We're all going down to Naples. A friend of mine has a place down there. And we're golfing, and there's also gonna be a pickleball tournament.
Now I see how old you are. I get it.
There you go. Well, it's Naples. I'll be young in Naples because I think average age there is like 80.
So I'll see you're already dressed for it. Yeah. By the way, it's 50th to my friend Mike today. By the way, happy birthday to Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
All right. See you on Thursday. Safe travels, my friend. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and thanks to Drake Batherson for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Drake. See you, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.